God does answer no for a variety of reasons as well. Sometimes it's simply that our prayers have the wrong motives. They can be selfish prayers. The people who pray for a new Porsche, that's the kind of prayer that is hard to really reconcile with God's plan and vision for his kingdom, for the transformation of his world and those living in it. Sometimes our prayers simply contradict the prayers of others, and it would be a complete impossibility for God to answer every prayer just because it was uttered. God, please give us a sunny day for a soccer game. Well, that sounds like a lovely prayer, but what if there's a farmer down the street praying for rain so his crops don't die and leave him bankrupt? We can see how prayer isn't as simple as putting in a couple quarters, pushing some numbers, and demanding that that product pop out of the vending machine. Sometimes God says no because we ask for things that aren't good for us. We can ask for, you can imagine a child asking to play with the kitchen knives. It's not a really good idea. No matter how much that child thinks it's a good idea, we know it's not. In the same way, we might be asking things of God that we are certain are just the best idea ever, and God knows would be terrible for us. We can't always see it in the moment, but as we grow and mature, as followers of Jesus, we can sometimes see that giving us the knives at age 4 wasn't such a good thing. Sometimes God answers no to things that are good, but because it's not the right time for them, or he has a better plan for us. Billy Graham's wife tells a story of how God has not always granted her requests. She says, "If he had, I would have married the wrong man several times over." And sometimes God says no because of that barrier that's built up between us and God that I mentioned earlier. God makes it clear in the Bible that the whole of our lives matters to him. And so sometimes we pray for things with our mouths, we speak words that the rest of our lives don't appear to be supporting. And so it's important that the whole of our lives come together in one prayer to God, not just words that are spoken that are contradicting everything else, but rather that we are speaking to God with our words and with our actions, with the whole of our lives. Now, when God answers no to prayer, it can be challenging. I know it's certainly happened in my life. I remember at one point I was in the Army. And I had joined the Army, I was going to basic training, and I thought this was my life and my career. I had a plan for 9 years. I would go to the Royal Military College for 4 years, and then I'd have a job for 5 years in the military, and my life was made. 9 years, all wrapped up. And one day, that all ended. And that was a very challenging day, where I thought something I had prayed for, something that I thought was the best possible plan for my life, all fell apart in front of my eyes. And it felt like a no to the plan that I thought I had prayed to God about. When I first went there, of course, it felt like a big yes. And then one day it all came crashing down and it felt like God had given me a big no. When we're faced with those kinds of no's in life, we're faced with a choice. We can choose to decide that we know best, and that if what we believed was best for our lives isn't what's happening, it's time to give up on God. Clearly God isn't there, or doesn't care, or is just sadistic enough that he's going to hurt us and take things away from us that we're certain are right. More humble ways to continue trusting God, and to trust that he may have a better plan for us, that he has our best interests in mind, and that even though we may not in the moment see what God is up to, learning to follow Jesus means trusting him even when he appears to be going places that don't make sense to us. Following Jesus isn't just a fair weather activity where we follow Jesus when he's going where we would go anyway. It's rather a matter of following Jesus even when he goes places that seem dangerous, places that seem wrong, places that seem confusing, and places we'd simply rather not go. There may be times where we have to wait until we see God face to face to ask why God's plan went a particular way. And it's a matter of trust and following Jesus wherever he leads. It can be hard. I know that personally, and perhaps you know that too. It can be hard to continue trusting and following Jesus even when the answer is no. Sometimes God answers later to our prayers. Now this is, it's hard to tell when God is answering later. In the moment, you don't know. In the moment, it may appear that God is saying no. It's only much later, weeks, months, years, that we discover God is actually saying yes, but in a matter of time. Jesus, in fact, had prayers that weren't immediately resolved. His longest prayer, recorded in the book of John in the Bible, centers on a request for unity among his followers. If you have the slightest acquaintance with the history of the church since Jesus ascended from the earth, you'll know that Jesus' followers on earth are divided in many, many ways. Now, unity for all Jesus' followers on earth is certainly part of God's plan. Jesus makes that clear. And so it's something that will very clearly happen. It's just a matter of time. Jesus prayed for that. And although at times it may appear that God the Father's answer was no, we know that doesn't make a lot of sense. Clearly, it's a later. God has a plan for that to happen in due time. Sometimes no or later can be a great blessing in hindsight. By answering every prayer with yes, God would in effect abdicate his throne. He'd be giving up his reign over the universe and turning the world over to us to run. He'd be giving us the keys to the universe and saying, why don't you run things for a while? And we don't have a very good track record of that. We just have to look at human history to see that what limited powers God has given us in caring for the earth and caring for others, caring for ourselves, they haven't really gone very well. Our track record with the earth has led to pollution. Our stewardship over each other has led to genocides and wars and famines and violence in homes. Our stewardship to look after ourselves leads to all sorts of self-abuse, leads to the health problems we experience today. There are all sorts of ways that God has given us limited control over our lives, free will, and we've abused it. Imagine if God really gave us the keys to the universe and said, take it wherever you want, do what you want. We would be in serious trouble. On a lighter note, Garth Brooks, good old country singer, had a hit song where he recalls his prayers to God to melt the heart of his high school sweetheart. Later became apparent to him that would have been a terrible choice. And he sang, just because he doesn't answer prayer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayer. I know that was certainly the story in my life. I shared with you when I received a no answer to prayer. Certainly seemed like my life had ended. God had taken away the great plan I had for the next 9 years of my life and had given me a big no. In fact, it was later. I went home and started my own business and later found that God had a much better plan for my life that led me to be here sharing my story with you. I like God's plan a lot better than the plan I had for myself all those years ago. I didn't see it at the time. At the time, it looked like a no. In fact, God was giving me a later answer. God did want me to have a full life. God did want me to go through a university education. God did want me to do certain things. They just weren't the ones that I thought I would do or should do.
Well, we have a question for you to discuss today, and as usual, we hope that you won't just think about it on your own, but that you'll share your thoughts with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might benefit from taking this course to help them grow as a Christian. Here's your question for today. When have your prayers been answered with a no or a later or a maybe? Well, have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.